I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 26th, 2020. The Apache Software Foundation is celebrating its 21st birthday. Since being established in 1999, charitable organization has grown to encompass over 300 different open source projects, with an estimated economic value in excess of $20 billion. While still best known for the web server that lent the foundation its name, the organization now shepherds a host of specialist big data and real-time processing software, and used its celebratory blog post to highlight how enterprises around the world benefit from projects under its wing. Version 1.18 of Kubernetes has landed. The project is characterizing this as a fit and finish release, with a focus on adding polish as well as transitioning beta features into a stable state. But while doing so, it has also added preview features, which many users will likely welcome, such as a new debugging command for kubectl. Other additions include a topology manager to optimize the coordination of hardware resource assignments, and a CSI proxy for Windows that gives non-privileged containers access to privileged storage operations on the platform. Another vendor has entered the anti-malware market for Linux Enterprise customers. Slovak security company ESET recently added a Linux-specific version to its endpoint antivirus range of products. The software is advertised as being a lightweight solution, providing real-time file protection that only runs when needed, and doing so entirely in the background. Meanwhile, Microsoft has published deployment instructions for its Defender ATP software for Linux. Announced only a few weeks ago and still in preview status, the software is capable of running on modern enterprise-focused Linux distributions from the likes of Red Hat, SUSE, Oracle, and Ubuntu. However, it currently only supports more traditional file systems such as the ext family, XFS, and ButterFS, so doesn't look to be of immediate use to anyone who's chosen to deploy ZFS instead. And finally today, the Krita project has delivered what it describes as one of the most complicated releases it has ever attempted. While the new version of the popular painting app does bring a host of bug fixes and adds a handful of new features, rebasing to a newer version of Python seems to have caused the project no end of headaches. It also had to struggle through notarization protocol changes from Apple and packaging issues on Windows to get the latest release out. But after everything, the project is really happy with the end result, and downloads of the new version are now available from its website. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/132.